saw a car that looked just like your car, except its features were rusted and scarred, as though it had been pulled from the bottom of a lake. Now I take, like the devil takes.
Hey everyone, you're listening to KDVS 90.3 like FM. You're now tuned into Phoning It In. My name is Elisa Rocket. I'm taking over this show from Nadav, who's very generously passed on the reins to me. I'm really honored to be taking over this show. So Phoning It In is a several years long tradition where we, the DJs, call up our favorite bands and they do a live set over the radio, over the phone. And I'm also honored today to present my first guest is Nick Jana from Portland, Oregon. Nick, you there?
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, I got this thing working. Awesome. So you're from Portland, but where are you calling from today?
I'm actually in the area at my parents' house in Folsom, California.
Cool. Are you home for the holidays?
Sort of, yeah. I missed the holidays, but I'm actually on my way to get a plane from San Francisco to New York, and I stopped into my parents for a few days.
Nice. Well, I'm glad the timing worked out.
Yep.
And we'll talk a little bit more, but you want to start us off with a song right now?
Okay, sure. Are we going to talk between each song, or do I just play a few songs?
Why don't you play a couple and then check back in?
Okay, sounds good.
Cool.
Let's see here. All right, this is a song called No One Gives Their Heart Away.
No one gives their heart away. You must wait, you must wait, you must wait. Inside every book is a story that they told. From some true lover's life, you and me. No one gives their heart away. You must wait, you must wait, you must wait. Inside every person is a heart that must be won. So don't give in, your time is not done. Beanstalks that have brought us here are gone.
Performances you have coming up in the area. Can you say a little bit about those?
Oh yeah. Well, on Friday in Sacramento at Harlow's, my friend is putting on this variety show, and I'm going to play a few songs there.
A variety show, like with show tunes and everything?
Well, like with comedy skits. He goes by the name Jimmy Moonbeam. I don't really know what to expect, but it's at least some comedy and music, and maybe some plate spinning. I'm not sure, but.
Well,
a variety of things.
Awesome.
yeah, and then on Saturday I'm playing a house show in Davis, and I should probably know the address, but
I should know that too. I know it's on Rutgers in Davis.
Yeah, something like that.
And I think the address is up at unditacos.org. But yeah, that's at Michael Leahy's house. He's up next, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock.
yeah. Oh, yeah. that guy.
yeah, so, and both those shows you're playing solo, right?
Yep.
Is it weird to be playing solo after touring so long with the band?
A little bit. I've been working on it a lot in the last month and playing a lot of new songs that are written sort of intended to be played solo, or at least intended to be potentially played solo.
Mm-hmm.
Just because certain circumstances are leading me to do some solo shows and travel on my own, so I just wanted to be, try it out. I used to do it more, and in the last few years, I've just seemed to have this ever-growing band. That, so I'm kind of going back to that and seeing how it feels.
Yeah, so your band is all like scattered all over the country, aren't they?
Yeah, everybody's in different bands. My best friend and violinist moved to New York, and everybody's really busy, and so it just gets harder and harder to nail people down and count on something. And so I'm just trying this direction for a while to see what it's like to play solo, if it's too lonely or, you know.
Well, this is the first time I've heard you solo, and it sounds awesome.
Cool, thank you.
So what else you got for us?
Oh, I found the address, 521 Rutgers.
Cool. Yeah, that's Saturday, along with... Is it just you, or is anyone else playing?
I haven't heard of anybody else playing.
Yeah, I think maybe you're the only one on the bill.
Cool.
Quite an honor.
Great, yeah. So that's why I'm in the area for the week.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think of if I can make a request of you, but... I'll get back to that later, I guess.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Winding Sheet is one of my favorites, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I can play that song.
Cool.
I can play that now, if you want.
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'll play that one and another one, and then see if you're still there.
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go. This is called Winding Sheet.
On the third longest day of the best year of my life, I danced with you.
cobblestone in your hometown.
A couple album releases coming up, is that right?
Well, I've got there's an album that's finished that's songs that I wrote and recorded and produced and had different female vocalists come in and sing them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other musical projects that I'm working on that are not recorded yet, so that's a song that's just not part of anything right now. I just,
gotcha.
So we're
What about this covers album thing, or is that sort of unreleased material as well?
Oh yeah, that was well, I did a Kickstarter thing to raise funds for the female singer album, and for people who gave a certain amount, the reward was that they could request a cover, or that they could request three cover songs for me to record.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
what was the wackiest request you got?
Well, "Man Eater" by Hall & Oates was kind of fun, and "Human Nature" by Madonna, the "Express Yourself, Don't Repress Yourself" song.
Mm-hmm.
Those are actually fun. But there was a lot of good songs, and so I decided to take the best of them and put sort of a digital album and then give it to all the people who supported that. And then at some point soon, I'll probably put it up for general consumption, just as a free download.
I saw you had "That Summer Feeling" on there. I'm a big Jonathan Richman fan, so
that's a great song.
Warmed my heart.
Yeah, that I'm a fan, but I've never really dove into his work, and I don't know if that's one of his more obscure ones or not, but it was my friend requested it, and then I looked at it and I realized it was like a 7-minute song with like 10,000 words, and at first I was upset, but then when I got into it I realized that it's just brilliant, like his way of writing, of just all these words pouring out, and it's really amazing. So yeah, pretty much every song that people suggested, even the ones where I was like, oh, I can't do anything with that. You know, once you get into it and you start learning it, you find a way, and then it was all really good. I can actually play one of those covers if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. This was actually a song that everybody knows. I knew it, but I didn't realize who wrote it or who sang it. It was written by Fred Neil, and the version that most people know is sung by Harry Nilsson. But I really enjoy singing it, so it's called "Everybody's Talking."
Everybody's talking at me, and I can't hear a word they say. Only the echoes of my mind. Everybody stop and stare. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. Going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Northeast wind sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like a stone. Everybody's talking like me. I can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
Before one-on-one is up with Maggie Cat and Michael Leahy, do you think you could fit in another quick one?
Sure, I'll play a quick one. I'll play this song, Strawberry Man. Here we go.
Thank you so much again, Nick Jaina.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, playing two shows, Friday in Sacramento and Saturday in Davis. Plenty of opportunities to see him live. Thanks a bunch for doing this. I'm so glad that this worked out for my first show.
Yeah, this was fun.